headlines everywhere, all this stuff about free speech and the sale of Medibank and Lachlan Murdoch returning to the Murdoch family empire and George Brandis rolled on race laws and whether John Howard will get a knighthood or not. And out there, people are battling away just to stay alive in the wake of almost impossible odds created by the very governments that fiddle around about issues that really have very little consequence to the wider community. For example, I mentioned recently a brilliant piece in relation to these wretched wind turbines from the Irish Department of Health, Ireland. There, the chief medical officer, you don't get that here, has warned that people who live near wind turbines risk having their health and psychological well-being compromised. The Irish Examiner newspaper reported this, nothing here, that following a review of research on the effects of wind turbine noise on human health, the deputy chief medical officer said, quote, there is a consistent cluster of symptoms related to wind turbine syndrome, which occurs to a number of people in the vicinity of industrial wind turbines. How'd you like to be one? Now, wind turbine syndrome is a condition, they said, suffered by people living within earshot of the noise made by wind turbine blades as they spin around. And in Australia today, there are thousands and thousands of people waking up to that, and no one cares. The blades are known to make infrasound, vibrations that we cannot consciously hear, but still have an effect on the inner ear. The symptoms include fatigue, dizziness, headache, difficulty concentrating, and insomnia. This is all a consequence of the global warming myth of demonising coal-fired power, rubbish about renewable energy, so whack up wind turbines and government is completely silent. It's worse than that. You will recall a week ago I spoke to a bloke called Humphrey Price Jones, not far from Goulburn, and there's this outfit called the Gullen Range Wind Farm. They are in breach, firstly, of an order by Christina Keneally way back when she was planning minister. They're in breach of the Land and Environment Court order, which said you can't shift these wind turbines wherever you want them. If you're going to build them, you're going to have to build them according to the consent documents. They've ignored all that. Who cares? No one. Who allows them to continue operating? The New South Wales government. They've just built the things where they want them, and to hell with the farmers and the community. And this wind farming mob have gone too far, but they smile. They're getting away with it. When I interviewed Humphrey Price Jones, he'd no sooner hung up at the end of the interview with me than someone from the Department of Planning and Infrastructure New South Wales rang him. They'd obviously been given a kick in the teeth by Anthony Roberts, the new energy minister, shocked by what he heard on this program. And the department acknowledged that they rely on local residents to bring problems with developments to the department's attention. Otherwise, they'd have no way of knowing about them. That's what they said. When Mr. Price Jones asked why the department approved such developments if it had no way of ensuring compliance, the person from the Department of Planning said, well, we don't have the resources. In other words, government is giving consent to these wind farming projects, and the only thing the government can use to make sure there is compliance is the vigilance of the poor buggers living next to them and being destroyed, in a health sense, by the consequences of living next to a wind farm. Then you've got the Irish Department of Health warning of health and psychological damage to people in the vicinity of wind farms. Enter AGL and the AMA. What disreputable outfits. The AMA, the Australian Medical Association, is now rabbiting on with the propaganda of the wind industry. Craig Kelly spoke about this in the Parliament. No one else takes any notice. The AMA are now claiming, quote, wind turbine technology is considered a comparatively inexpensive and effective means of energy production. That firstly shows they don't have a clue what they're talking about because wind turbines are hopelessly expensive. No one would build a wind turbine without a big government subsidy. And they're hopelessly inefficient. When the wind doesn't blow, the power doesn't flow. But this is not a medical statement by the AMA. It's a political statement which rabbits the falsehoods of the wind industry. And the statement by the AMA is completely false. Who cares? No one, it seems. Who in government? Apparently not. Craig Kelly does. The AMA is a medical body. What are they doing acting as a voice mouthpiece for the wind industry? And they've completely discredited themselves by commenting on issues in such an ignorant and ill-informed way. It was Peter Rawdon, a retired High Court judge from Denmark, who described the wind industry as, quote, an industry that has managed to thoroughly corrupt the political system. And given the AMA's recent statement, it now appears the wind industry has managed to thoroughly corrupt parts of the medical fraternity as well. Well, thankfully, this dishonesty and that's all you can say it, was addressed ahead of the AMA statement by Senator John Madigan in the Senate in a speech that gained no coverage at all. As I said, we're most probably more interested in Lachlan Murdoch returning to the Murdoch family empire. We congratulate him. Or arguing over whether speech is going to be freer or not and what George Brandis did or didn't say. But John Madigan, Senator John Madigan, spoke in the Senate 10 days ago about AGL's disreputable behaviour. And he opened by saying, "Tonight I rise to speak on the relationship between a community and their doctors and how that relationship has been bastardised. But first, I'll give the chamber some background. It's a background we all need to hear." Brilliant, said Senator Madigan. In January 2012, researchers at the renowned Stanford School of Medicine published a report that found tobacco companies had conducted a carefully crafted, decades-long campaign to manipulate throat doctors. The aim was to calm concerns among an increasingly worried public that smoking might be bad for their health. The campaign by the tobacco industry, beginning in the 1920s, continued for over half a century. "I repeat," said John Madigan, "it continued for more than 50 years. Senator Madigan went on, "Tobacco companies successfully influenced physicians to not only promote the notion that smoking was healthy, but actually to recommend it as a treatment for throat irritation." He went on, "The tobacco industry did this by schmoozing doctors and by bribing them. And for a long period of time, it was a widespread and successful campaign. So it's clear that the medical profession is not immune to outside pressure, to financial inducements, and to the lure of research grants and corporate donations. It happens," said Senator Madigan. "It's real, and it impacts members of our community in devastating ways." He said, "Australia's not exempt from this. A 2006 University of New South Wales paper by Susan Engel and Brian Martin says companies have a range of techniques to devalue, demonise, discredit, or vilify victims of corporate activities. Companies can label victims as misguided, ignorant, complainers, self-seeking, vindictive, pawns in the hands of anti-corporate manipulators, or even as criminals." The paper quotes the CEO of CSR in the late 1980s, who referred to asbestos claimants as malingerers. Senator Madigan went on, "The asbestos industry in Australia hid medical evidence of the health impacts of asbestos dust from at least the mid-1930s through to the late 1970s. He said as late as 1976, a pamphlet from James Hardy denied outright any risk to consumers of asbestos products. And parts of the medical industry, and I use the word industry, deliberately, he said, were complicit in this." He said, "With the benefit of hindsight, we look at such practices, such corruption, with appropriate horror. And we hope it wouldn't happen in this country again." But this brings us, he said, to a current example of a major Australian company, a household name, that's attempted to influence and intervene in people's relationships with their doctors. Said Senator Madigan, "Is this a front page story, do you think?" Senator Madigan said, "I have in my possession a letter, and so have I, written by one of our power generation companies, AGL, a household name in Australia, and for many a trusted name. In November 2012, AGL wrote to doctors at 12 clinics across Western Victoria about one of its power generation facilities, the MacArthur Wind Farm. These medical practices," said Senator Madigan, he's a Victorian senator, "span an area of several hundred kilometres, from Hamilton in the north to Portland and Warrnambool in the south. In short," said Senator Madigan, "the letter aims to discredit and discount any patient visiting any doctor with any claims of ill health brought about by living near the MacArthur Wind Farm." Senator Madigan said, "It is an outrageous and preemptive example of corporate propaganda and was directed straight into the consulting rooms of rural and regional doctors." This is AGL writing the letter. "It suggested that anyone presenting to their doctor with symptoms of wind turbine syndrome should be directed by that doctor to visit the AGL MacArthur Wind Farm website or to ring the MacArthur Wind Farm community engagement team." If a similar letter, said Senator Madigan, had come from a coal mine or a coal seam gas company, I'm sure Senator Di Natale and the Greens would be howling in selective moral outrage. This letter categorically denies any health impacts from living near wind turbines, said Senator Madigan. This is a blatant lie. He's on the line. Senator Madigan, good morning.
Morning, Alan.
Congratulations on your stand. No one cares or takes any notice.
Well, Alan, it's, you know, the selective moral outrage. There's some things that garner attention in the media, and there's other things that don't. And,
so AGL wrote to doctors at 12 clinics across Western Victoria, and you have letters and I have letters from patients who said that as a result of that letter to doctors, the attitude of those doctors to those patients changed immediately.
You nailed it, Alan. It's just unbelievable. If anybody else conducted themselves in such a way, they'd be howling from the rooftops. But in this case, it just goes, you know, unchecked.
Unchecked. The letter, to repeat, aimed to discredit and discount any patient visiting any doctor where that patient claimed ill health brought about by living near the MacArthur wind farm. AGL wrote to doctors at 12 clinics across Western Victoria, a massive area of hundreds of kilometres, from Hamilton in the north to Portland and Warrnambool in the south. Corporate propaganda directed straight into the consulting rooms of rural and regional doctors. Where's government?
Nowhere to be seen, Alan. MIA, missing in action. The government has failed to live up to their duty to protect the interest to represent the people.
And then, the very next day, the AMA released a press statement. The very next day, coincidentally, the day after your speech in the Senate, the AMA released a position statement on wind farms and health, which is completely opposite to the statement made by, that I read to you, by the Irish Department of Health, making it quite clear of the medical and health consequences of people living next to wind farms. And the AMA themselves then make a political statement, not a medical statement. Wind turbine technology is considered a comparatively inexpensive and effective means of energy production. Everyone knows, firstly, it's very, very expensive. It can't survive without taxpayer subsidies. And secondly, it is utterly ineffective because the wind doesn't blow, the power doesn't flow. The AMA following on to AGL.
Yes, Alan. And
so this is tobacco and asbestos revisited.
Yeah, Alan, look, the whole thing here is that, you know, we all grew up thinking that the AMA represented the people, the doctors, that were supposed to have a duty of care to people's health. And the AMA has abdicated their role, obviously, and now has become a pawn of an industry.
There is no accepted physiological mechanism where subaudibal infrasound could cause health effects, says the AMA. There is evidence as long as your arm of those health effects.
Well, that's right, Alan. There's, you know, many instances, but like as I've been saying for 2 years and coming on 9 months at the end of this week, since I've been here, we need to have independent, eminent Australian research conducted under Australian conditions with an agreed methodology in the public eye, with everything transparent so people can understand what is going on. And until such time as we have that research, Alan, you know, look
they
at how
stop.
It's been bastardised
yep.
with these two letters, statements out to
yeah.
the public.
Well, we've only got to look at tobacco and asbestos to know where this wind propaganda is heading. You're a senator from Victoria. You know, I know, I've got a file you couldn't jump over of poor people who have to leave their farms to escape the consequences of living next to a wind farm which came to them, they didn't come to it. You've got people like this fellow Chapman, calling himself a professor at Sydney University, preaching also the wind power propaganda. They're everywhere, these people.
Yep, and Alan, like when we talk about people using the title, using a title such as professor, let us be crystal clear here, Alan. Most people in the community assume when you use the title professor that you are trained in the discipline of which you speak. And I ask people, look and check, what is the person making these proclamations about other people's health? What is the discipline of they are trained in of which they speak? Because most people in the public assume that when you speak on an issue of health, that you are trained in the discipline of which you speak, and there are people making pronouncements and denigrating people who are not trained in human health.
Absolutely. But just repeating, the issue that you're addressing and that has escaped any comment from government, AGL a proponent of wind power, writing to doctors at 12 clinics across Western Victoria, saying that you must, in short, discredit and discount any patient visiting any doctor with any claims of ill health, and that supported by the AMA. John Bannigan, we're in your debt. We'll keep in touch with you. Keep at it.
Thanks for your time, Alan.
You're most welcome. Senator John Madigan.